Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. As we write this week's edition, results are coming in from France's election. Provisional results are showing a dramatic shift to the right, with Marine Le Pen currently projected to have won around a third of the vote. This is up dramatically from the 17.3% her party won just 2 years ago. Now, while this election has no power on who has the position of president in France, the House falling into the hands of Le Pen, or even her having significant power within it, would be a severe headache for the current president, President Macron. Losing power of the House would be a difficulty for any citizen, any city president. However, Le Pen has indicated that for Macron, it would be more of a catastrophe. It has previously been accepted by all sides of France's political landscape that this House does not block the president from acting on foreign policy affairs. Le Pen has challenged this and has indicated that France's president is only ceremonial and has threatened to force Macron into being much less confrontational when it comes to the war in Ukraine, with senior members of her party stating that they should be cautious of triggering a broader war by supplying French ammunition to Ukraine. They've also declared that they would block any attempt of Macron to send French troops to Ukraine, something he has said NATO needed to be open-minded to. Macron, having his hands potentially tied on Ukraine, brings a deep feeling of dread in Ukraine and also NATO. France is the EU's only nuclear power. It is the only EU state with a military larger than Russia's. Should French aid to Ukraine be held up, particularly in the context of waning US support, the situation for Ukraine would be dire. A complete collapse of the Ukrainian armed forces would be an almost inevitable outcome. Now, as Bible believers, we are not pleased to see suffering or injustice anywhere on earth. We take no part in the wars of the kingdoms of men, knowing that God is in control of all these things. We look to see a world which is ruled in righteousness and peace, with justice brought throughout the world. However, we know from prophecy that before these things come to pass, the power of Russia, referred to as Rosh, Meshach and Tubal, in Ezekiel 38, will have a significant control over the whole continent of Europe. It was once described by Christadelphian as being a situation where Russia is triumphant and Europe chained. And so when we see the resistance to Russia weaken in Europe, we see that the time that we look for, which is when he, that's Jesus, shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. And so while we mourn for the wickedness that man brings upon himself in this world, we would rejoice that our redemption draweth nigh. This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News. Join us again next week for another edition of Bible in the News.